Why information? Hello, fellow Why Walkers. I'm Tom Harrison. Welcome to the Walk Your Why podcast. Won't you join me for a walk today? Beautiful day, Northern California. Oh, it's gorgeous. A bit breezy up on the ridge. I'm going to try to stay down here on the lower part of the trail. So yeah, why information? What's the big deal? Well, that's a rather rhetorical question, right? We all know it's a huge deal. We all know we're in the information age. And yet, in many ways, it feels like we've gone way beyond the information age, right? I mean, certainly at my age, information is way beyond what I can handle. Let's put it that way. It's overwhelming, right? It's way too much, way too much. You know, unless maybe you've had the wisdom to avoid the internet, right? Maybe you're still kind of chill and taking in information a little at a time, checking out the books at the library. That's awesome. But if you're in any way online, then let's just be real. It's hard to avoid being bombarded with information. And then on top of all the information that's just coming at us without us even trying to get at it, on top of that, what do? We join all these programs, right? We join one program after another. They seem really important, right? It's really good information. It's important information. It might even be just the kind of information we feel we need in this moment. Great. On top of everything else, right? But I want to talk about a different way to frame this idea of information. Because I really firmly believe we have gone beyond the age of information to the point where information is rapidly losing value. The reason I say that is because to the extent that we get overwhelmed by information, our ability to use that information in a productive and meaningful way is pretty much inversely proportional. Right? We get loaded up with information, we get overwhelmed, we get stuck. We do nothing, or we do less than we would have done were we not overwhelmed. But somehow we thought we needed more information. Or maybe it was because we needed the right information that we haven't quite gotten yet. Or maybe the information we got was right at the time, but 5 minutes later there's new information that's even more right. Right? No, wrong. wrong. No, not saying that there's not great information out there. And it's also true that, yeah, largely because there's so much information and there's so much discussion about it and feedback, what happens naturally, we get evolution of information, evolution of knowledge. That's great, right? But at the same time, there's only so much we as individual human beings, can actually handle, can actually process, particularly at any given time. And particularly if the information we're ingesting is really not directly related to what really matters most for us. And that's exacerbated when we're just not clear about what matters most to us. And to make it even worse, what shows up as mattering most to us are many things that really don't matter most to us. Now, what the heck am I talking about? I'm talking about where we put our attention, right? And let's just be real. What matters most to us is not what we say matters most to us. It's where our attention goes. And we can monitor that. We can measure that. We might not be very honest about it if we do it ourselves. But really, let's just try it right now. Imagine, just look at today. In the hours you've been awake today, how much of that time has been directly focused on what you strongly believe matters most to you. And how much of that time has been directed to anything less than that? Just be honest with yourself and run a quick assessment. Are you like 100%? 100% on what matters most. Now, maybe you just woke up from a fantastic sleep and you can honestly say, hey, I'm 100% right now. Feel great. Just got up. Great sleep. But the rest of you, and even many of you who just got up, who aren't quite feeling that awesome when you arise in the morning, just do that little check with yourself. What percentage of the time you've invested today, of your time you've invested today, has been focused on what you believe in this moment to be what truly matters most, truly matters most? Let's be real. And so assess and then check in and reassess. Do it a few times to make sure you're being honest with yourself. And just see where you're at. And if you're a good place on that scale, fantastic. And if so, is that the norm for you? And if it is, then hey, you maybe not don't need to be listening to this, but I hope we can keep walking together anyway. For most of us, if we're being honest with ourselves, we are often not putting our attention on what truly matters most in our lives. So what does this have to do with information? So again, to the extent that we can agree that it just makes sense as human beings that we would be investing most of our time, if not all of it, right? And I'll say most of it because, you know, there's going to be some leakage from something. There's always going to be some things we need to do or want to do, or et cetera, that may not be precisely what matters most to us, but in the whole, it's important. Right? Maybe our spouse thinks it's really important that we take out the trash or do the dishes or whatever. And if we, it's not clearly not what matters most to us, but, and it's not even what matters most to them, but it's going to help keep a happy home. And it's a pretty easy way to help do that. Then, hey, we do that. And then we can go right back to what matters most. And guess what? By the way, while we're doing those things, we can be thinking about what matters most to us, right? Which might be that partner who we want to please. And so then all of a sudden it kind of fits in more with what matters most. But the point about the information is, to the extent that we are engaging in information of any kind that is not aligning with our why, not aligning with what matters most in our lives, then our attention, quite simply, quite obviously, is not going to what matters most. And then that's exacerbated, of course, as I was pointing out before, that when we get even more information that we weren't really looking for, but it came to us, and then maybe we decided, oh, maybe that's something I want, even though I never was thinking about it. Maybe I gave a little thought to it, but it certainly wasn't what mattered most. Now all of a sudden we're acting like it matters most because that's where we're putting our attention. And we get overwhelmed. It's so easy today to get overwhelmed. So don't feel bad about feeling overwhelmed. Pretty much everybody gets overwhelmed these days if we're not really conscious. But just let's try to get out of it. Because if we really are focused on what matters most, it's the most amazing cure for overwhelm. And so I'd like to reframe this concept of information. I'd like to give you a new concept for the idea and the word information. And I'd like to ask you to consider that you are now living in this new information age. And we can start by simply pronouncing it slightly different. So instead of information, let's pronounce it information. Information. And to put an exclamation point on it, we can say inner formation. So what if we didn't live in the age of information where there's just too much of it? We can only process so much. We tend to take in way too much at any given time. We're trying to do too many things, think too many things, trying to process multiple things. It's just not working. Even the programs we're taking to help us get along aren't helping because we don't have enough time to do the program. They're overlapping programs. We're getting confused. And even if we love the program, we get through the program and on to the next one. Right? So we're not really taking the time to process. And very, very few people are taking the time to actually implement the information that's coming in. So what use? So maybe you feel like you're a little smarter. I don't know about you, but ultimately I feel dumber when I'm thinking I'm smarter, but not demonstrating it in my work. It makes me feel dumber. And I think it is making me dumber when I'm just allowing myself to be controlled by information coming in. I'm done with that. I now live in the age of information, inner formation. And you can immediately get the difference, right? So what if our attention was focused on what do I need for the optimal formation inwardly that will truly support the journey that matters most to me, that will truly support my why? Now, that's the kind of information that I can use. Because if I'm honestly thinking about what are the building blocks that can help me form, right? That can help me create the inner formation that really support my life, that support my why, my purpose, that help me stay attentive to what matters most, that help me be very clear about what matters most and stay attentive to it. Always in the intention of putting my attention on what matters most. What a difference that is. What an age to live in, the age of information versus this crazy age of information that's just overwhelming us all. Hey, it's interesting stuff. But let me tell you a little story about me. Things were getting so crazy in my life. I was so overwhelmed with work. And I was exactly the person I was talking about earlier where, you know, oh, I'll jump into this. This program's going to help me out. This is going to give me the structures I need and really help me out. And of course, as soon as I got into that, oh, here's this other thing. That totally goes with that. That makes a lot of sense. Oh, but I need to be marketing myself. So let me jump into that. Oh, and by the way, gosh, I need to manage my time now because this is a little nuts. So I get into, you know, all this. It just gets crazy. It's just crazy making. And all of it might be good information, right? I'm not saying any of it's bad information. It's just, I can't process it all at one time. And I'm doing something that is very obvious, and yet it's so easy to stay stuck in it. And I call this condition, the condition of putting the cart before the horse. And we'll talk about that more. You'll hear me speak more to that, as well as this concept of information. But it's basically just I'm getting things in the wrong order, right? All this stuff is good information. Much of it is actually useful for me. Not all of it, but much of it is useful for me. But not all at once. And I'm not being clear about what I need first so that I can do the next and do the next, etc. So I really don't have the information, the inner formations I need to be able to actually process the information coming at me that I'm even deciding to bring in. In addition, of course, to all the information that I just get locked into and I go into Facebook and 3 hours later, I'm like, what the hell am I doing here? Right? I didn't even want that information. And still, I might have enjoyed the journey. Right? But there's only so much time in my life. And I want the great preponderance of my time investment to be on what truly matters most. I really want so that any moment somebody asks me, what you been up to, Tom? I can, without hesitation, say that I've been up to what matters most in my life, and here's what it is. That feels awesome. And that's not overwhelming, because guess what? Overwhelm is not included in what matters most to me. In fact, it's consciously excluded, because part of what matters most to me is being at peace, calmness, stillness, and productivity, right? Flow. Flow cannot happen in overwhelm. I promise you, it will not happen. But it's an awesome antidote to overwhelm. So, think about this. Please meditate on this. Consider this concept, this reframing of information to information. Join me, won't you, in living in the age of information, inner formation, in which we are now liberated to make wise choices about the data we bring into our life, the data that helps us establish, create the building blocks for our inner formation that's going to truly support and deeply ground our why, right? So that we're rooted, we're grounded. We have a solid foundation, a solid inner formation. And we need only the information, we need only the data that's gonna help that journey. How freaking liberating is that? Now, you'll hear me talking in another podcast about this idea, which is directly connected with this, of, you know, FOMO, right? This FOMO's a big deal now. It's very true. This fear of missing out, right? Fear of missing out on this valuable information that I need for my life. Well, I want to introduce a new idea with that, too, and we'll go into it deeper in another podcast. But let me just put it out there now because it fits so well. It's such a key part of this information age that I believe we really need to invest in, that we need to be in right now. And that is a reframing of FOMO. Instead of fear of missing out, it's freedom of missing out. Freedom of missing out. There's nothing more freeing, let me tell you, than being really clear about what is important to you, about what you really want you to put your attention to, not just what you fancy in the moment and then later regret, but what you deep down really know you want you put to put your attention to, because it's flowing from your why. It's what matters most. It's what you're going to look back on with pride and gratitude. It's what's building your path forward. It is truly the inner formation of your life. And in this day and age, we're not going to get there unless we believe in and revel in the freedom of missing out on everything that does not directly serve that pathway of in formation. I hope that works for you. I would love to get your feedback. Please give it some deep attention. Ask yourself, what am I putting my attention to? What do I say matters most, and what do I demonstrate matters most? And do I want to live in the information age of overwhelm? Or do I want to live in the information age of flow and harmony and the freedom of missing out on everything that might look sexy, that might look appealing, that might be tugging at me, that might be telling me, you're not enough, you need this. But I know that what's most important for me now is to get the horse back in front of the cart, to get my ducks in a row, to get clear on what truly matters most, to get clear on my why, so that I know what matters most, so I can put my attention in the right direction most of the time, the preponderance of the time, and then I can make wise decisions, wise, calm, methodical decisions that truly serve me and get only the information I need for my information. Look forward to seeing you along the trail. The path of inner formation. Now this fern right here, that's some good information. This bay laurel tree right here, that in this moment is some good information. The warmth of the sunlight, the crispness of the air, the bird song, the earth aroma, the creaking of the trees above, the breeze flowing through, the peace being bestowed upon me in this place, that's good information for me. Happy trails. Walk your why.